Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 429 of Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 11, Battle of the Zords.
It aired April 13th, 2002, written by Derek Rydahl.
I think it's Rydahl.
Rydahl. Directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
I think Derek did... How many Derek done so far?
Let me look.
I think he did episode 3, which was not great.
Derek did the Bare Necessities.
Oh, he did the Bare Necessities. Okay, never mind. All your sins are forgiven, Derek.
And he did do episode 2 as well. Darkness Awakening.
All right.
That's the one where Master Org has a soliloquy in the background of Toxica and Jindrax being like, what's even going on?
He looks weird. What's up? He's different. So Derek's got a he's batting 500 at this point then. So hopefully Battle of the Zords is also good. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Wild Force has been doing pretty good. Wild Force has been doing a lot of interesting stuff, and I like that about it. So I think I take back saying it's worse than Lost Galaxy.
Yes, it starts off pretty bad, but...
pretty bad.
I also think you need to get through that stuff to get to this stuff.
Yeah, because the last couple episodes have just been like, here's cool lore stuff. Because I know it's following the Sentai more, so like, it's doing the American baby version of that. But I still like it.
Right. So they have... Super Sentai in Japan, that's Super Mario the Lost Levels. We just have Super Mario Brothers 2.
Right, yes.
The Super Mario Brothers 2 version, where everything is different, but like Mario's still in it.
Yeah, it's Mario, but he's having a dream, and he can pick up turnips, and he can throw potions that make keys. It's just a little weird and different. Don't worry about it. Anyway, we are going to go watch Battle of the Zords right now.
Wild Time! And we're back, and we just watched Battle of the Zords. We just watched Power Rangers Battle Bots.
Oh, it's robot fighting time. And they did. You know what? I think Megazords fighting each other is like the ultimate goal of Battle Bots, right?
Yeah, give it.
It's like you want to build up until it's just giant robots punching each other in the mouch.
Give it, I don't know, 85 more years. Until, like, upright robots are viable in competition.
There was that Kickstarter a while ago for Megabots to make, like, a big mech suit that we could fight a Japanese company making their own mech suit.
I did see that.
I backed that.
I did not.
I never even watched the fight. I don't know if it happened or not. I was just like, yeah, here's like, $10.
I feel like I remember something, like, One of them just like fell over. Yeah,
I think ours fell apart at the middle because it wasn't. They weren't built to take a punch, I guess, which is a pretty big problem if you're doing a combat robot of that magnitude. HeyJakeAndJosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's the website. That's where the archives are. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes, including such hits as Pudgy Pig. I forget any of our names because I had
that was,
to.
That was Baby's first episode.
That was Baby's first episode.
It's
you're
like
right.
Episode 6.
It was episode 6. Well, because as babies, that was our first episodes. That's the whole gimmick.
Let's see. There's another, I think, Don't You Come Back is
Don't
a classic
you come back.
Episode.
There's the Doomsday episodes, I forget what they were called.
We're Doomed, parts
we're,
one.
We're
and
doomed.
I don't remember the individual titles.
One was The Boy Wonderful. And I don't... What if we do a bonus episode where we just try to name all of our episode titles we've ever used? The last episode that aired, Wet Forest's New Tangent, is the biggest reach I've ever had because it was the 7th Tangent cast, so I had to find a series of 7 movies in it, and I couldn't just do Furious 7 because... I already did Fast Five. So I did Wes Craven's New Nightmare. We talked about wet forests, which is a jungle, which is a rainforest, and a jungle and a rainforest, as Shannon Maynard said today on Patreon, they are different. A jungle can be in a rainforest, but a rainforest is not necessarily a jungle.
Okay.
So
I imagine it's the type of plant life.
It's got a lot to do with the amount of precipitation, and jungles are like when they're very overgrown. That's, if I'm remembering correctly, like that's when it's a jungle. So pro tips from Shannon Maynard. What doesn't she know? So anyway, yeah, heyjakeandjosh.com. Go listen to our old episodes. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Empire Podcasts and Podbay and Podknife and Stitcher and Google Play and Google Podcasts. Sometimes neither of those last two, but sometimes both.
Does Google Podcasts work better with us than Google Play? Have we had any feedback on that?
I haven't heard any empirical evidence one way or the other, but I've heard that if podcasts aren't working on Google Play, a lot of people will go to Google Podcasts and they will work there. I don't know. Google has it out for us, and I don't know why.
Could be anything. They hate us hot indie podcasts.
These hot indie podcasts gunning for all their sponsorship money. Or whatever. Gonna steal all the good talent. Get it for our indie podcast. That's not how anything works. That's not how any of this works. Anyway, before we get on a tirade about that, if you want to leave us a rating or review, that'd be great. We'd really appreciate it. It helps people find our little indie show, this little podcast that could.
We're number 904 on the charts. Yeah,
you know what? You're right. We're top 1,000.
What is it, like TV and drama or something?
TV and film?
Oh, that might be it. That's probably it.
Also, I've gotten a couple emails being like, hey, y'all are charting up. Can I do something about that? And I was like, no, I don't know who you are.
Like, people are, like, trying to give us money?
Like, no, they would never.
You're right. It's like, people want to hold us down. Hey, we noticed you're rising on the charts, and we want to do that. So could you not?
Yeah, so stop it. And we're like, no, can't hold us back. We're coming for Joe Rogan.
We're going to fight him.
We're going to fight him. I'm going to punch him to the moon.
Joe Rogan will see you in the octagon. 2-on-1 handicap fight.
Yeah, that's fair. I think together we weigh about one metric Joe Rogan.
Not to say
he's a big man, but you're skinny and I'm little.
I went to our podcast page. Can I see our chart number from here?
No, I don't know where I saw the chart number.
That would be...
It might have been from one of those emails.
I'm going to go to browse. Okay, I'm going to do this another time.
We're going to do this later.
When I find us on here, I will screenshot it and I will tweet it.
Okay.
Out. Because, Joe Rogan, you're going down.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're going down. Serial's going down. Not sure what category they're in, but we're taking them on too. My Favorite Murder. You seem like nice ladies, but we're going to get to number one way or the other. I know we got to go through you. I don't know any other super famous podcast. My Brother, Me, but I would never fight them. I love them. Also, I definitely think I could beat all of them up, but that's just because they're older and falling apart, according to them.
Well, hey, so am I.
Travis might be a little tricky. Travis might be in... Anyway, Justin has a blue belt in Taekwondo.
Let's do a bonus episode on the next hiatus where we just try to decide if we can beat up other podcasts.
We talk about all the podcasts we could fight? Yeah, let's do that. All right, anyway, though, this one, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you want to help us get in fight and trim to fight all those other podcasts, we're going to need money. And you got to go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help us out. You can help us... cut weight and do squats. What do you do when you train for fighting? I know you always gotta cut weight. I don't know what that means though.
You put a sweatsuit on and sit in a sauna for an hour.
Like a bunch of trash bags and you get one of those closets like in Halloween Town when the ghosts sweat.
And then when you come out of there, you do bench presses and squats, I think. And that's how you get ready to fight. Also go leave us ratings and reviews because every time you don't do that is a vote for Joe Rogan.
That is true. We're talking about Patreon now though, so it's more about the money than the reviews.
I thought of that and I wanted to get it out before it was gone.
I don't know what happened to this episode.
Vote for the Morphin Grid. Don't vote for Joe.
Don't vote for Joe. He's got enough people voting for him. You don't need him. Anyway, There's plenty of room on the podcast ocean for everybody to listen to anybody. We're not fighting for time slots. You want to talk about this episode?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Because Monday, and we don't have to do any stuff of the things that we do normally. We start off on a mortar and pestle.
Yeah, it's Shayla's...
with some nasty medicine.
Shayla's grinded up some baby food.
She's got a bunch of pesto-flavored baby food for weird kids, and she puts it on Alyssa?
Yes. She's got like a wound on her arm.
Okay.
From the last battle.
With Zenaku.
Yeah, where he just trucked
the werewolf. Yeah, that was pretty dope. So we get a flashback to Zenaku basically punching Alyssa so hard that she flies into a tree and then stealing the elephant Zord via freezing. He like froze it over and then like took it, and the elephant turned into stone and disappeared.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you get rid of them,
I guess.
Or steal them, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I guess they kind of touch on it later in the episode. So by later, I mean like the very end. So I guess we might circle back to that. Alyssa's mad at herself. She's like, I shouldn't have let him steal the elephant. And Cole's like, hey, we're all responsible. Don't worry about it. And I like that from Cole.
Yeah.
I think that's good leadership, finally.
Yeah, he shows pretty good traits in this one.
He's doing a lot better.
I think a lot of it is because he's not really a focus in these last few episodes. Like, he's there and he's the Red Ranger, but it's not like,
yeah,
about Cole. It's not his fish out of water story anymore.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Because that's what kind of like the first ones were about. It was like, oh, but how is Cole gonna deal? It's like, I don't care about how Cole. I want to know how the Power Rangers deal with this.
Right.
Danny's like wicked mad about the Zord getting stolen, and he's like, oh, I can't believe we took our Zord. And then Taylor's like, Shayla, do you know anything about a wolf org? And Danny's like, yeah, and what did he mean? 3,000 years of vengeance. And Shayla's like, I was asleep for very long, so I don't know. And yeah. I do not believe her.
I don't either, because he said, and Danny asked, like, what did he mean when he said he was trying to get vengeance from 3,000 years ago? And then Shayla's like, well, you see, I was asleep for 3,000 years, and so anything could have happened. But it's like, no, that sounds an awful lot like you fell asleep after things happened.
Yeah. From the story you told us earlier, there definitely some stuff was happening, and then, like, as a last resort, you got spirited away, so, like...
Yeah, which I get it. I don't know what the, what was the word I'm looking for? I guess the half-life on your memory is for how long it comes back after you wake up. Because sometimes I wake up after like 4 hours and I have no idea where I am for a couple minutes.
I've told the story on the podcast before. One time I took a 20-minute nap and my roommate Tony convinced me that I had slept for 24 hours and missed work. And I dead-ass believed him, like 100%. He's like, yeah, you slept all day. You no call, no show. And I was like, how? Why didn't you wake me up? What? Like, how did I sleep for 24 hours? I got so much to do. And he's like, nah, it's still today. It's been 20 minutes.
Maybe she needs a couple more hundred years for it to all come back.
Yeah. Because you got to like rubber band all that time.
Right.
So yeah, that makes sense. So she's like, you should rest. And they're like, no, we got to go. I think Max is like, we got to go out and find him. And Cole's like, no, she's right. Because like, we're junk. We need to go like heal up a little bit before we can go back out. So they're like, okay, cool. And they go off. And then Shayla like turns around and looks wistfully off at the horizon. In like
just off of the Animarium.
Just away from the Animarium. And it feels like she's not telling them something.
It's hard to tell with this actress if she's acting suspicious or not.
Or bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell if she's like, I do remember, or I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it can go either way. It's either I remember and I'm hiding it, or I don't know and I'm trying to, and they both come off as suspicious.
Yeah.
So we cut from there to Nose Man. Y'all remember Nose Man from last time? He's the ears, nose, and throat monster. He's Sinal Man. Sinal?
Sinus?
Is that the adjective of sinus? Your sinal passages?
I think it's just your sinus passages.
That doesn't sound right. I don't know. So Sinel Man is there, and he's like, yeah, Zenaku totally whips ass, huh? And Master Org's like, yes, he does whip ass. He's very cool. Anyway, bye. And then Noseman leaves. I don't remember why they separate.
I think Master Org tells him to go find Zenaku.
Go check on it, because he stole an elephant.
And then he dipped.
And they're like, go get it.
Because who would have thought that the wolf org would be a loner?
Even though wolves are notoriously pack animals.
Yeah, but lone wolf is like...
The lone wolf.
That's what everybody remembers.
You're about right. Wolves. You got me there. So Nose Man...
That's the Scott Hall, the lone wolf.
The lone wolf of the wolf pack, though...
He's part of the org pack, but he is the lone wolf.
Okay. He is kind of, you know what? He is also very cool. He is kind of the Scott Hall of the orgs.
If any of them do, he definitely oozes machismo.
Oh, for sure. Did Scott Hall for real ever go by the lone wolf? Because that is a dope ass nickname for him.
I thought so.
It had to be in WCW, I imagine.
Yeah.
That rules.
It was probably post like wolf pack classic split.
Yeah, he was not in a great place then, so who knows what was happening.
Or it might have been like the week before Kevin Nash got there, they called him that one time and it just stuck to me.
Maybe. So anyway, Toxica's like, something's familiar about Zenaku. We need to follow Sinel Man and figure out what's up. So they go do that, and Sinel Man gets up to Zenaku in like a field, and he's like, hey, cool job, give me that crystal. And Zenaku's like, no, it's mine. And then Sinel Man says something that's kind of buck wild that leads to more stuff in this episode, but it's one of those things where I'm like, yes, please tell me more. Please tell me more about this right now. Because he goes, you're one of us now.
Right.
Does that mean he was not an org before?
I don't know. Would he, Sinel Man, even know that?
I don't know, because he was a statue. Up until yesterday.
Yeah. And he knew where he was, so he probably didn't know what happened before.
That's true. So I imagine a lot of them got turned into stone, except for Toxica and Jindrax and some, like, random...
Right, they got turned into dog catchers.
Yep. And slash dog experimenters. They worked at a lab.
Right.
Testing lipstick on rabbits or whatever, probably. And... So they got free, and there was some like random foot soldier orgs, but then a lot of the generals were, which we'll find out the general is a step above Duke.
That's the main thing that bothered me, is that doesn't make any sense within a hierarchy, right?
Not specifically, but I mean, I can see how it would work if it goes like master, then general, and then Duke. But then why?
I don't know. It never seemed before like... Like when they had, what was the bodyguard? What was he?
Retinax.
Yeah, when they found Retinax, like, I guess they didn't really have control over him now that I'm thinking about it. Because they showed up and he was like, what the hell are you doing
here? What are you doing here? And they're like, we need you to do this thing. And he's like, yeah, I gotta go get my honor first. And like, he kind of called all the shots when he was doing stuff.
That's true. All right. I'll give it to him.
So I think it works for that. It doesn't make sense in like a real world how these terms match up, but I think it makes sense for
them, yeah.
For them. So he's like, you're one of us now. And Zenaku's like, no, I'm not. And then Sinel Man goes to like attack him with his little fan blade thing, but Zenaku is faster. And he's like, hey, get out of here. I'm not giving you this crystal. I'm a bad guy. I'll do bad guy stuff. But you don't get to boss me around. You're a big nose and ears.
Right. That's gross.
I'm a wolf. I ain't taking any gov from nose and ears. No, thank you.
You're nasty. I don't even want to look at you.
So Sinel Man leaves, and then Toxica and Jindrax from far away, hiding behind like a branch or something, are like, there's only room for two Duke orgs. Like, we got to get rid of Zenaku or else we're done for. So then later, Zenaku's walking through the woods, and they attack him, but he easily defends because he's a badass. They don't do anything. They don't do anything to him at all, pretty much. Yeah. He like throws them away and cuts a tree down near him to be like, hey, get out of my woods. Right. I own the woods now. There's a dry forest, and it's mine. So then we cut up to... He like shoos them away, and they run away. And then we cut up to Shayla, who's looking at the pool, And Danny and Max come down. They're like, oh, I slept great. That medicine you gave us really did good. So I guess the medicine is like ancient techniques. Because it like healed them overnight.
Yeah. It was kind of like ancient animarium herb.
Yeah.
I guess that's like got super healing powers.
Something. So they come down and they're healed. And then Cole comes down. And he's like, something. I'm Cole. I don't remember what he says. But then Max is like, wait, there's no breakfast. Where's Alyssa? Which on the one hand, that sucks that you're like,
right,
there should be breakfast here. Like,
this is the only reason I noticed she's gone.
Yeah, right. But like on the other hand, like it does lead into them noticing she's gone. But they wouldn't have had to if they would have waited one more minute for when Taylor comes in. Because Cole's like, maybe she's just sleeping late because we all got beat up real bad.
Right.
And Taylor's like, comes in from like a jog and is like, nope, Alyssa got up real early. Oh, no.
And I just left. I went for a run.
You know, because that's what she does. So then we cut to Alyssa, who's looking for the elephant. And she hears some flute music. Some Jethro Tull playing over the water. Gently doing its Jethro Tull thing. I don't know a single song by Jethro Tull.
Aqualung. I don't know how it goes. Yeah, I don't know how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know how. They're playing the theme, the flute theme from Zelda is what's happening. And Alyssa like hears it, and then we like cut over to Zenaku playing it on his dagger.
I feel like he has that big like crescent blade, and I feel like part of that is a separate dagger.
He's got like a little, like a handheld dagger that looks pretty cool.
I don't know if it plugs into the big blade or if that's a separate weapon or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. But then it also is a flute, I guess. So it's like a dragon dagger.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And so
but it sounds more like a pan flute almost.
Yeah, it definitely does sound like a pan flute. So he's playing this music and we get a flashback. It's in black and white and it's of the ancient guardians fighting him. And like stabbing him and slashing him and stuff. And then they all stab their crystal sabers into the ground in like a pentagon around him. And presumably that's what seals him or does some.
Right. It does a major. A bunch of like white light magic on him.
Yeah. And then we cut back to the present and he stops and he looks in the river that he's playing near. And he's like, ah, this face. Why don't I remember more? Like he's thinking to himself.
Like it's weird because he remembers, and I imagine like real amnesia is probably a lot like this if it's not like a total amnesia situation.
Right, you just like bits and blocks are missing.
Or it's just like you know that's not what you look like. You don't know what you do look like, but you know this isn't it.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine how frustrating that could be.
For real, because he's like, why don't I remember like how I got this way? So like, what was he before? Did they turn him into an org? Did someone turn him into an org from like a regular guy or what? I have a theory, but I don't want to like say it just yet.
I also have a vague idea, but
I don't think I have enough information for my theory to make any sense.
Yeah, it's going off of like a picture I saw. So, okay. And I don't want to like kind of spoil something. So I'm just going to leave it alone for now.
Okay. Gotcha. So then he's like, he grumbles or whatever. And then we cut to the others running through the woods. It's Max and Danny are by themselves, are together. And then Taylor's by herself and Cole's by himself. And they're just like looking for Alyssa and they're shouting. And then we cut up to Shayla, who's like, Red Lion, I need your wisdom. What happened to the elephant? And like, lady, that's literally a wild animal.
And also, it got taken. What,
what do you mean?
That's
yeah,
the
exactly.
wrong question.
Because like, how would the lion know more than you? You both would have seen it, right?
Yeah, unless it's like linked with it because they're all wild swords.
It's on the wild grid.
Yeah.
It's on the wild network. Wildfi. And so we come back to Tataka and Jindrax, and they're being sore losers walking through the forest after they got whipped. And they hear Alyssa, or they see Alyssa, I think. I don't remember.
It's definitely Alyssa. Calling for her. It's because the other rangers were down and they were all yelling for Alyssa. And then we cut to that other stuff. And then we cut to Alyssa just shouting for the elephant. Like it's
right.
Like it's behind a tree and it's just waiting for her.
Sorry, I just got scared and ran. Thanks for finding me.
He put me right here in the open.
It's his forest, so we thought I'd be fine. So Tataka and Jindrax are mad that they just got beat. So they just attack Alyssa. They just like straight up jump her. and they like knock her down, and Tasha's like, little girls shouldn't walk alone in the forest. And Alyssa's like, well, neither should grandmas. But here's the thing. She's with Jindrax. So like, right. Burn doesn't exactly work.
Yeah, I don't, I'm over the baby / grandma dynamic between
yeah,
these
you're
two.
A little girl, well, you're a grand. Yeah, I don't, like, I get it.
Why?
I get,
this is
like,
a, this
why?
Is a show, this is a show for children.
Uh-huh.
Why are they shaming children?
I mean, it's the bad guy shaming children, so it's, like,
right,
a bad thing.
And Alyssa is, like, takes it in stride, sure, but Max is, like, offended.
Right.
He's like, I'm not a dumb baby like that would watch this show.
Yeah, I don't watch Power Rangers. I watch what's on MTV in the year 2001.
Oh, TRL.
I watch TRL. I like Papa Roach. I'm not a baby.
I think actually you're exactly a baby.
Yeah, you're pretty much one metric baby. So she goes to morph, Alyssa does, and gets her whole ass blasted down a hill.
Yeah.
Like, interrupted and nuked.
She says wild access and opens her phone, and Toxico is like, no! Shoots her down a hill.
And she flies down. She rolls down this hill for a long time.
Yeah.
And she lands, and Jindrax is like, hey, not bad for a crusty old lady. Who said that? I'll go get him. Very good. I like Jindrax.
I do, too. They're both I really like the dynamic between those two.
Yeah, I very much enjoy them. So, Zenaku, who is just near the same river that she lands near, finds her unconscious body, finds Alyssa's unconscious body. And he takes out his knife and, like, waves it over her. And it's like, yes, I will cut her up now and be rid of her.
Right. But instead, he's, like, dowsing for injuries.
Yeah, because he finds a big one on her knee.
Right, which is just, like, visibly injured more than yeah. the rest of her. So, like, that didn't... It was like, yeah, this is the bad one, the one that looks bad.
I think the bad one's probably the concussion she probably has from being blasted down a hill and knocked unconscious. But, yeah, the knee's bad, too. So he cuts off... It looks like he's threatening, but then he cuts off a strip of leather from his jacket and, like, quickly makes some of that baby food pesto medicine.
He, like, had some in a pouch on him, I think. He just, like, pulled it out of his pocket and opened it up. It just smeared that nasty basil baby food.
Yeah.
It was like, this will fix you right up.
And then, like, wraps it around her knee and then takes a little square of leather and puts it on her forehead like a cold compress. And I don't know how good leather is for that.
He did wet it. He, like, dipped it in the river.
You're right. It's wet leather.
It's a wet compress.
Yeah. So then he just, like, he hears Cole and he just leaves. And then Cole finds her and, like, picks her up piggyback style and, like, you know, gets her back to the others and she came to at some point. And she's like, I don't know who. I think Danny's like, who put these bandages on you? And she's like, I don't know. I was unconscious. And then Toxica and Jindrax show up again because they were, like, right up the hill from a minute ago. They say something. I don't remember
it's,
what.
It's just like, give us your crystals. Oh, five crystals is better than one.
Yeah. And then, because that's when they're like, we'll be promoted to generals.
Yeah.
So yeah, Duke is below general.
Their whole thing this episode, and it seems like probably going forward for a little while, is give us the crystals. We want them crystals.
We need them crystals. I gotta get me a crystal so I can do a Wild Zord too. So then they are stopped before they can attack the Rangers. They're stopped by Zenaku, who's like, hey, I told you this is my forest. You better get the hell out of here. And Jindrax is like, yeah, you're lucky we got dinner plans. And grabs Tachika's hand and runs. It's very good.
Yeah.
I like these two. They are exactly the right amount of henchmen. And they're, like, confident until they are not. And they're like, well, we're going to make an excuse to save face and run away. Bye.
They are like a split Goldar.
Exactly. Yes. Then Zenaku, who I will remind you, just saved Alyssa.
Like, just.
Like, a minute ago, it's like, time to die, Power Rangers. I hate all Power Rangers. And does a big crescent wave with his big sword, which he has his, like, regular dagger. And then, like, he's like, crescent sword, crescent wave. And then he pulls up this enormous, like, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Klingon.
It's just one of those
baklava
things. Yeah, it's just a huge curved blade with two handles.
Yeah.
And you just slash the whole thing at somebody.
It looks rad. And so he does this big crescent slasher, and it shoots this big wave at them, and it blows them all up. And they're all, like, battle damage. They do, like, the flip, you know, when you blow up, and then
yeah,
you flip over. They do, like, the cross flips, which doesn't make any geographical sense, but looks cool. And then he, like, slowly walks up to them, and the Rangers all get up, and they are, like, battle damage now, and then they morph, and I'm like, yes, this is good. These Power Rangers are getting their ass kicked a lot, which is, like, the only thing we asked for in the first couple episodes, and they're like, you want that? Here it goes.
Yeah, and it started with them all, like, bandaged up and recuperating.
Yeah, like, I kind of love that.
They haven't won a fight in, like, two or three episodes now.
In a while, yeah. So they start fighting. And there's like the soundtrack is weird. It's like
Oh, it's just Jason's coming to get him.
Yeah, kind of. It's like if Enya did serial like serial killer monster music. You know?
I know exactly what you mean.
And so Cole does like what Taylor did last time, the like gold rush, like we turn into lightning and fight each other. Cole does that with Zenaku and they kind of bounce around, but then they land and he just gets like hit and knocked down. And then Zenaku's like, you may be, you know, Power Rangers, but you know, the ancient warriors were much better at fighting.
Yeah. Burned them.
Yeah. Melted all their asses. First of all. He goes to, like, crescent wave them. He's, like, spinning his sword, like, his big sword blade, like a figure eight, kind of. And it does a blast, but I guess Cole, like, dodged it or faked him out or something and shoots him. I don't really remember how Cole did not get hit by it or if anyone got hit by it.
I don't... Because I know he started winding it up, because I definitely remember him saying it a second time. And the next thing I know, he got, like, blasted by Cole's big cannon.
Yeah, so I think either they just, like, interrupted him or, like, something, because I looked down to take a note, and then he was, like, getting shot with the lion. Then there's, like, this whole speech about, like, we're the Power Rangers, and we're the masters of the Wild Zords, and Alyssa's like, and only we can use them. And he's like, oh, yeah? Oh, you think that, huh?
Oh, you know that? For sure?
For sure? And then he pulls out three crystals of his own. They're the dark Wild Zords.
Yeah, these ones are in... red, clear, bouncy balls.
It looks brown to me, but I'll take your word that it's red. It's maybe a very dark red.
It's like a
it's
rust.
It's like dried blood.
It's a rust color.
Yeah. Darkness. Dark.
These are the color of piss.
This is what bastard looks like. I'm gonna get a gun. Here's my motorcycle. I'm gonna go kiss a woman. No, that was Sonic. Shadow didn't kiss any women.
No, Sonic kissed a fairy tale princess. A human fairy tale princess.
A human fairy tale princess girl. Oh, Sonic.
He was originally supposed to have a human girlfriend named, like, Madonna.
Sorry, Sonic or Shadow?
Sonic.
Like, just, like, always?
In the very, very early... concept art, there's just a human woman. She has like a short blonde pixie cut and like a red dress, and I think her name was Madonna, and it was supposed to be Sonic's girlfriend.
So instead of like the normal Sonic intro, which is just Sonic running and then he gets hit and rings come out and then he's got to run more to get more rings, he would like stop and be like, hold on, I'm getting a beeper page from my girlfriend Madonna. And then he would hit a button and then she would be there.
No, see, they would be... I'm making this up. This isn't real. It's just like one picture of her standing. It's nothing. But they're, you know, they would sit on top of a loop-de-loop as the sun sets, but then Eggman, a giant robot hand, comes out.
Little crane machine.
And grabs Madonna.
Okay.
And takes her away while she's singing Material Girl.
And I completely fell apart. I feel like I'm having an aphasia.
Eggman. You can say Eggman.
Eggman. Ivo Eggman is like, hey, this is my human girlfriend now.
You can't have my human girlfriend, you alien hedgehog.
You're an alien hedgehog from Planet Blue.
Mobius?
Mobius.
As it says in, I think, one instruction booklet.
It's definitely where they're from in the comics.
Yeah.
And so you can't have a human girlfriend, but I can. Because I'm a big man. I'm an egg man.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the Mario Bowser dynamic.
Exactly. Where
Where Bowser's like, you can have any human girlfriend. I want this one.
But I want Peach. And then you know what? Maybe Peach is kind of into it because Bowser Jr. says...
You don't keep getting kidnapped that often.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of fan comics out there that are...
Well...
that fill in some gaps.
I'm just saying, like, that's a... Google that's with your awful, safe search on. That's an awful lot of pardons you're giving to a guy who keeps kidnapping you.
Yeah, I think one of those times you might throw him in prison.
Probably.
You do keep jumping on his head and throwing him in lava. Maybe wait and get a big old lava-proof fishnet and scoop him out and put him in a jail. Maybe Mario 2 should be Bowser in jail. Because he did a crime of kidnapping a woman. Anyway, so Zenaku's got these dirty piss crystals.
That's how all this started.
They're wild pistols. Two S's. And he was like, haha, and throws him in his dagger, which now has three holes. Earlier, he like waved it over Alyssa, and I noticed it had a crystal-sized hole in it. And I was like, oh, ho, ho.
Yeah, I saw that too. I did not realize there were three.
I don't think there were three the whole time.
Well, there's three now.
Hard to tell. There's three now, and he puts it in there, and he calls out his Dark Wild Zords. And they are... And he plays like this gentle song of... Like the sun song from Zelda flute music.
Yeah, because he's going to make it dark.
Dark.
By making the sun set.
No parents. And so out come a wolf, a hammerhead shark, and an alligator. And I wrote down crocodile. And as I was writing down crocodile, he said the alligator. And I was like, God dang it, Zenaku.
I thought, because it shows them all like running from a very strange angle. And the alligator is so big.
It's huge.
That it's hard to really tell. I thought also it was a crocodile because it looked like it had a skinnier snout. But then he said alligator and I got a better look at it. And I think it is an alligator. I don't think they just called it one because they didn't know.
I just wrote down crocodile because that's like the one I think about first.
Yeah.
Because of Peter Pan.
Right.
Even though I did live in Florida and have eaten alligator. I just think of Peter Pan first, and that was a crocodile, but I was wrong, and at least he corrected me now, and not like in three episodes, right. So I don't sound like a dipshit in front of all my internet friends. And Joe Rogan's definitely going to beat us in a fight if I call it a crocodile, it's an alligator. They call their Zords, and then we get two fights. There's the individual Wild Zords fighting the Dark Wild Zords, and then there's Zenaku fighting the Power Rangers. And good guys don't do very well.
No. I thought, because we get a shot of the Gorilla Zord throwing Bananarangs.
Yep.
And he looked not, I wouldn't say bigger than the alligator, but like closer to its size. But then in like a second after that, the alligator just puts the whole gorilla in his mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm
which
like,
is Banunu's.
That thing is... So big, like that's a carrier Zord size Zord. It's so big.
You skip the intros, right?
I do occasionally. I've definitely seen a Megazord that has this whole head coming out of the center of it.
That's what I was gonna say. I think at the end of one of them, there's just this big crocodile mouth in the middle, and if there's only three Zords that make up the Dark Wild Megazord, I'm imagining. Then, yeah, the crocodile's got to be the legs and the chest, probably.
And probably the head, and then the wolf and the hammerhead shark are the arms?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think we'll find out soon enough. We don't this episode, though, so they're doing fights. The only thing I really remember, other than Gorilla getting et, is, like, Gorilla getting either thrown or jumping out and grabbing the eagle and them, like, flying away.
Yeah, because after he gets eaten... Because he, like, throws Bananarangs, and I think he jumps at it to, like, punch it, and it just catches...
Yeah.
The alligator just catches the gorilla in its mouth. But then the bear brothers blast the alligator, and the gorilla gets free, and that's when the eagle grabs him.
Yeah. Bear brothers rule. Their little bumping each other to get the thin brother. Like, I just love that so much. So then it comes down to wolf versus lion, and it goes bad for the lion. I think I blinked and the lion was on its belly getting its neck bit apart by the wolf.
They do a couple like rumbles where they just like roll over each other and then they run a little bit and they roll over each other and then the wolf like monkey flips the lion and then dives on it and bites it in the neck.
Yeah, it's radical. So he wins. The Dark Zords win. Zanaku wins, and he's like, that's what Dark Zords can do. And my three beat up your, like, 11.
Well, I think they were only using five.
They were using...
Because they had the Kongazord Zords.
It was only the Kongazord Zords?
Yeah, so it was the...
And the Lion.
Oh, and the Lion. You're right. So it was the Eagle, the Bear Brothers, which count as two.
Yeah.
What are the legs
bison.
Of that one?
Bison still.
The Bison and the Gorilla and the... Oh, so they had six. Because the Lion okay. was there.
I wasn't sure if the other two, like the shark and or the other three, I guess, the shark and the giraffe and the tiger were there, but I guess not.
I don't think they were. I didn't see them. I know
I don't have.
I know for any... sure the giraffe wasn't there. I don't know if the other two were.
Yeah, because he would have speared him. He would have won.
Yeah.
He's got that range.
You just throw the giraffe straight through the alligator.
Yeah, down him. In and out. One thing, real quick.
Go eat this and just chuck a giraffe down an alligator's throat.
As he leaves, he's like, that's what Dark Zords can do. Don't you ever forget. And then he leaves. And as that happens, we kind of cut over to Toxica and Jindrax, who were hiding behind like a different branch in this field. And Toxica's like, oh, man. Wait, Jindrax. And who's asleep? And she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, what do you want? And she's like, wasn't there a wolf sword in the final battle 3,000 years ago? And Jindrax is like,
I don't know. I was asleep then, too.
I had my eyes closed the whole time. She's like, what? He's like, I was afraid. I didn't want to die. I just like that about Jindrax. He's like, I'm going to either take a nap or hide. Yeah. I don't want to be in this big fight.
He knows his limits.
Yeah. That's how he's still alive when all those other dorks are statues or dead. So then we cut back to the palace, and Master Org is looking at Sino Man, and he's like, ah, Zenaku was a good call, but he will remember soon. And I need him to beat the Power Rangers first. It's like, okay, what?
Yes, he must have beat the Power Rangers before then.
He's like Jorgen von Strangle from the Fairly Odd Parents, is what he sounds like, I think. And then we cut back to Shayla, who's telling the Rangers that all the dark Wild Zords used to be good Wild Zords, but then Zenaku must have turned them evil and made them do anything evil that he wants, including do bad, or something weird and confusing like
that. It's pretty much exactly like that. I think he said that, Shayla is the princess.
Yeah.
I think she said that he, like, got them and then turned them dark, and so they'll do whatever he says, even evil.
Sure.
Because she is just... Shayla.
She's, yeah. And then Alyssa, who is like, does that mean he's going to make my elephant evil too? And Shayla goes, I don't know. It's like, why did you turn into a beetle all of a sudden, Shayla? Where is this Lord of the Rings ass fantasy accent coming from?
I don't know. Yes.
Try to put an R in the word no.
It's like
Australians can do that and it sounds adorable, but like, you're not Australian, I don't think, Shayla.
It's like between the N and the O.
No. Yeah. No. What?
Anyway, the answer to that question is yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, duh. That's what he said before.
Why else would he take it?
Yeah, he didn't just take it for funsies. He's not like, ooh, I'm going to put this on my shelf. I'm starting a collection. Like my amiibos. But then the episode fades to black and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh, I started. Yeah, so what's the best? You
did. What is the best? That's a good question. I like the fight at the end. I don't know if that is a big enough part of this episode to warrant it being the name of it.
It definitely seemed like, up until like it happened, I thought it was going to be like a trick of some sort, you know? I'm not sure how, but I was like, there's no battle yet. And we're at minute 19. Like,
yeah.
What's going to happen? And then it did happen. I was like, okay, yeah, that's the main part of the episode, I guess.
There's a lot of stuff I really liked. Just the wolf sword, straight up, I liked a lot.
Yeah.
I really liked Toxica shooting Alyssa before she can morph, instead of like waiting for her to get better at fighting.
Yeah, good call, Toxica.
Yeah. I like what they're doing with Zenaku, but I also am not sure what they're doing with Zenaku.
Yeah, I
don't
think...
know if at this point, you could tell me there's two different Zenoku, and I'd be like, oh, of course, there's Zen and there's Aku.
And there's Aku, yeah.
Which that might be the case. It could be like there's a split personality in there or something.
Right.
Could be anything.
Oh, that would be interesting.
But I think I'm going to best... Oh, boy. I think I'm going to best Toxica shooting Alyssa down the hill instead of letting her morph. I think because I was really like, oh, crap, when that happened. Because it was nothing that I was expecting for sure.
Yeah, and especially nothing that, like, kind of brutal.
Yeah, like, especially gets, from, like...
destroyed.
From Toxica and Jindrax, who are, like, kind of buffoons.
They're a little bit like evil Bulk and Skull.
A little bit, but then, like, they can get nasty, and I really like that.
I think I'm going to best Zenaku's flashback to where the Guardians were, like, sealing him. And then, like, immediately after that, when he's, like... what happened to me? Like, that whole, like, the Zenaku lore is what I'm besting.
Yeah.
Because I'm very interested in that stuff right now. But it definitely seems like there's two, because he helped Alyssa, and then literally a minute later, he's like, gotta kill all the Power Rangers because I hate them.
Yeah, unless he didn't know Alyssa was a Power Ranger, but I can't believe he doesn't know that.
I mean, she's wearing a shirt that says Power Ranger with it. It's got a right. It's got a friggin' Wild Zord on the back.
It's just a noble tiger on the back and a big sports team patch.
So, yeah, what's the worst?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I thought I had one and I can't remember.
I got one.
Oh, what is it?
The worst is Danny, or Max, rather, going, hey, where's breakfast? Where's Alyssa?
Yes.
That sucks.
Yep.
Hey, Max, that's why you're a baby still, because that sucks.
I think I'm going to agree with you, because I don't have anything else. This episode was relatively solid.
Yeah. Who's the MVP?
I think it's got to be Zenoku again.
I think so.
I'm a little tempted to give it to Cole because he is a Red Ranger in this episode.
He very much is a Red Ranger.
He does, like, get the team to do what's best for the team and, like, stick together.
I'm gonna throw a little bit of a curveball. I'm going to say it's Jindrax.
Okay.
I enjoy Jindrax the most. Between his, like, not bad for a crusty old grandma. Wait, who said that? Not me. I'm going to go get him. And then, like, I don't know. I was asleep. I didn't want to be in a big final battle. I knew it was going to be the final one. That sucks. That stuff was good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Jindrax is MVP.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Cole, but I don't think he did enough in the episode itself to really warrant
that. I did really like what Cole did.
Yeah.
To be fair.
I almost want to give it specifically to the Wolf Zord, if I can get a little abstract with it.
We gave it to the Gorilla Zord a couple episodes ago.
That's true, because, like, the good Zords weren't doing great, but the Wolf Zord putting down the Lion is what ended the fight.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think I'm going to give it to the Wolf.
All right, now we got to rank it. I'm thinking pretty high. This is a pretty solid episode. I kind of want to put it at number two.
Okay, where's my drag?
Because I like Soulbird Salvation, which is the current number two, which had, like, a lot of flashback stuff and, like, added a lot to, like, the lore and the universe and the, like, potential stories of the season going forward, which I really liked. But I think this one, like, it kind of cashed in on the promises that the last couple episodes have been making.
Yeah.
And I just really like that. And plus, like, having a villain that's, like, noble but still gonna get vengeance and still doing bad guy stuff, like, I'm always into that.
Yeah, it's a very Lorax thing to do.
It is a pretty Lorax. Lorax is speaks for the trees.
Not a Lorax. I didn't mean that. Oh, I just got us canceled.
Oh, way to go. Big Seuss is gonna crash down on us now.
No, the Lorax. The Lorax. Yeah. I can't get it right. Just Lorax. He's
just
Lorax.
It's just Loyax.
He's literally
Maya's new big brass dad, Loyax.
The single good thing in Lightspeed is Loyax.
Look, it happens to the best of us. So number two, does that work for you?
Yeah, it works for me.
All right, coming in at number two, Battle of the Zords, which again is kind of a misnomer. Like, it does happen, but I don't know if it's what I would call this episode.
Right.
I think it gives away the climax a little too much.
Because the last one was, like, Cry of the Wolf, right?
Curse of the Wolf.
So this one could be anything about the wolf again. Because it's, because it's mostly about...
It's kind of a Zeniku spotlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's going to do it for us for today. What are we watching on Friday?
That is going to be Predazord Awaken.
Ooh! If I had to guess...
Oh,
I think that might be a dark wild Megazord.
I just read the first like couple words of the description by accident, and oh boy,
sweet. Well, we will see you for that on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you. Hungry Like the Wolf. Oh no, I went to the wrong one. It's not Hungry Like the Wolf. I made that up. I hit Time Force though by accident.